Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, thanks again. Looking forward to talking to you.
Well, there's a lot of concern about the way schools are funded in Pennsylvania, which is through property taxation. And a number of plans have been put forth over the last few years and in this legislative session as well to change the way schools are funded and hopefully take the emphasis away from property taxes as the main source of revenue for school districts. What's going on with this effort and what's your vision of how this is going to shake out in the rest of the voting term?
Mike, number one, I'm extraordinarily in favor of eliminating property taxes for school property taxes. And I mean that in its entirety, to include the debt service. I'm not optimistic that HB 76 or SB 76 will move this term. The term is over with on November 30th. There's only about 14 or 15 session days left in the term before the election and before the term is over with. So what I intend to do is work with a group of legislators and some folks from the Property Tax Coalition, the PTCC, to be able to work to see if we can get something started right after the new term. Now, I'm a freshman, and it's one of the reasons I ran, is to get property taxes eliminated. As a retired Marine, I can tell you, I like to live up to my commitments, and this one's really important. So I'm going to say this. The way it was intended to run is that we would eliminate school property taxes in favor of increasing the personal income tax to 4.95% from 3.07%. And then it would also increase the sales tax, sales and use tax, the SUT, from 6% to 7% on most of the same items that we have now. There are a number of groups who are opposed to it. And one of the biggest things that we hear are twofold. First is a lot of folks in the school districts are saying that they're concerned about the income tax and the sales tax going to Harrisburg first and being redistributed out. And there's a lot of merit to that. But I think we found a way to solve that, and that's with the lockbox system where the money goes to that, and it's done in regardless of the appropriation coming out of Harrisburg. So if the budget is held up, we don't have to worry about it. The second issue is that we need to expedite the hold harmless portion. And for those people that are not familiar with hold harmless, it basically means a school district will still get the same amount of money as in prior years, regardless of the way the initial couple years of HB 76 happen. So therefore, each school district is somewhat protected. But I think there's an even bigger issue that I encourage everybody to consider. A lot of school districts, particularly in South Central Pennsylvania, Lebanon County, Dauphin County, Lancaster County areas, have seen situations where their cash balances have increased. And I heard a lot of people be very critical of that. And I would encourage you not to be. Because one of the things that we want the school districts to go is to go to the same type of variable budget that we as homeowners go through. So in other words, if the economy is booming and our pay is up, we pay more in PIT. If our economy goes down, we get less income, we pay less PIT. Well, that means that the schools need to keep a cash reserve to be able to handle these rough times in times of a recession. And I think our schools are the best position that they have ever been with the amount of cash reserves that they currently have. So it will make next term the probability of getting property taxes eliminated. But I need to ask everybody a favor that's listening. Contact your local representative, contact your local senator, and say, you really want this. Let's make sure that we can get this thing done so we can give seniors and young families the type of security that they need to know that their expenses will be as variable as their income so they can keep their homes when the economy gets tight. Right now, we believe that we can do this with the new bills that we're looking at, but it looks like it's going to be next term, not right now. So let's keep fighting, and I know we can make it happen.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.